close that microphone as you want, dummy.
And hey. Welcome to Streamer Conscious Podcast.
Well, I thought this was my job.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Did you record?
No.
Music.
Welcome back to Stream Cars, everybody. I am Joey Lego Perversion Stout. This is Joel Main Dish Cox, and we have Jonesy Los Huecos Jones. Do you prefer Aaron or Jonesy? I can go either way on that one.
We could go Jonesy, but what the hell did you just call me?
Los Huecos.
What the hell is Los Huecos?
I don't know. It was recommended, buddy.
Touching on that, lost wages.
Yep.
Whenever we went ahead, we got to play to Pittsburgh. She was announcing, you know, I still go to Las Vegas, and she said lost wages.
Listen, I'm telling you, you guys said this, and I was like, it was funny because the same, we had the exact same, they must have like some joke book or something that all of the air pilots, the stewardesses, said, just don't draw on your phone.
It erases, look.
All right, better. Because we had that same gang. All right, this is the super secret episode. This is like the episode you cannot get unless you are one of our followers. You are somebody who
Jesus' disciples.
You're one of our disciples. Yes. Yeah. Which is Jesus, super sacrilegious, but you're going to flow with it anyways.
I did.
Let's talk about a couple of the drinks.
Let's talk about what really happened.
No, let's ease into that. Okay, let's not get too, don't get too excited. Keep cool, my baby. Keep cool.
I didn't bring anything back except for souvenirs. Go ahead.
That you know of.
Yes. I know.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and we're here to tell you some of the stuff that happened in Vegas.
Unless it's chlamydia, gonorrhea, go ahead.
Right, or pregnancies. Those don't, those kind of fall to your
mind. I am not going to have any Hershey Kisses running around with my name on it. Or any 24 karat magics game.
We definitely had more than a few drinks in Vegas. We had a lot of fun in Vegas. And then the last, if you've been following along, pretty much the whole show is now about Vegas. We really don't do anything other than that. Look at this. We literally are promoting it as we go. We can't get away from it. A few of us have gotten pretty drunk while we were there. We definitely me. There's no question about it. Like, I am a drinker, but I drink a lot to begin with. It's the Irish in me that comes out.
The Irish never quit.
No, I'm talking in the morning. You can't drink all day if you don't start.
As I said, we drink a lot because we black.
I said if we all drink the same, it hits me a little differently because I'm white. See, it's a totally different thing. So, as I'm flying out to Vegas, I get a few text messages. Joel, would you like to tell everybody what the text messages I got were?
Oh, no. Let's start from the very beginning.
Oh, okay. A very good place to start.
I believe it was 5:04 in the morning?
Yes, it was 5:04 in the morning. I officially had the first drink.
You started off early, early.
Yes, I did. And I had a Moscow Mule Mexican style.
Oh. So how does a Moscow Mule become Mexican style?
Instead of using vodka, you use tequila. All
right. No, that makes sense.
And then as we were leaving, I got a... I don't know if it was like a New York Crush or Sour Crush or whatever, and just
it
like
was booze.
It was booze.
Okay, so you're drinking.
Now,
booze.
If you go ahead and you
a lot of booze.
Now you've gone through TSA and you're eating and you're drinking at a establishment. I won't again give them any advertising, but
you can say Fridays. It was TGI Fridays. 6 in the morning.
Yes, they did.
TGI Fridays was lit.
And all I remember is
Fridays was lit.
Oh, it was lit. All I remember was Maker's Mark was on the bottom. She started with that in the styrofoam cup, and then she went ahead, and I think it was like a splash of Sprite that she put on top. And then she's like, oh, I forgot something. And she went over and uncorked a bottle of wine and topped it with the wine.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Needless to say, like, I got on the plane, was drinking half of that, and then I put that down in between Joel and I, because Joel went ahead and flew out with me. And I had that in a seatbelt while I went ahead and I ordered a champagne mixed with a cranberry cocktail type deal. And I drank that, and then I went back to go and drink in the drink that I had in the bar over there. So, needless to say, I got off the plane, and I was feeling pretty good.
I didn't drink until I hit the plane, actually. Oddly enough, I normally start a little earlier than that, but...
You're slacker.
Yeah, no, I know. I was definitely slacking. I was big time slacking.
Yes.
But, yeah, and I hit... oddly enough, I had Moscow Mules on the plane. They had these Moscow balls. Moscow balls. Cow balls. I had cow balls on the plane, and they were delicious, I might say. Joel, what was your drinking start?
It was a margarita. A 64-ounce margarita.
64 ounces. Oh, you did the slushy thing.
Yeah.
Was that not until you got to Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, because you had to drive once you went to Vegas.
Yeah, and I wanted to go to Hashagogo, and I wanted to enjoy my breakfast.
All right, so we started off with some drinking. We did quite a bit of drinking, but that's not why everybody tuned in today. That is not what made us.
So, after Jones and I went to Hashagogo,
we went to Thrive. Thrive is a dispensary.
What, did you show a picture of Moscow titties?
Moscow balls.
Moscow balls. Now they're titties.
So.
And you're welcome.
You walk in, and there's like, you go to the bank, and they got like the bulletproof glass, and you throw your IDs underneath.
Okay, let's take a step back on this one, because I don't think everybody understands entirely what you're getting to at this point.
Well, let me get to the story.
Okay, all right, tell it your way.
I'm weaving a tale here. Yeah, let me just go over everything, so it's not a surprise.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so go ahead. So you get into, do we really want to name the establishment?
I did. That's right. It's a dispensary. Right. So you walk in, and there's just a room.
Mm-hmm.
You got the woman with the telephone, give your IDs, they check you in, they make sure you're of legal age, she hits a button, you go into a room. It's a bigger room. And there's like a couple couches there, which I don't understand why you have couches there. There's a picture of like a spaceman on the wall.
And Bob Marley.
No, there's no Bob Marley in there.
Bob Marley was in the third room.
So then she go to the second door, she buzzes you in, and you walk into Valhalla of marijuana.
Great word of Valhalla.
So as you know, if you ever go to a jewelry store, they've got the glass cases and they show you all their wares. This place is none that different. Same glass cases. But there's pot, there's joints, there's gummies,
there's chocolate, cookies.
There's cookies, there's brownies, and then concierge to help you.
A concierge. I love how a pot dealer in Vegas is a concierge.
So we walk up, and we go, look, we never smoked, drank, we never smoked or got animals before. Like,
because we are good children.
We're complete
we're
noobs.
We're the junior varsity team of getting high.
We're
how
complete
do we do
noobs.
This?
What do we need to know? And they said, well, normally, when you haven't smoked before, 10 milligrams is your average dose. These gummies are 5 milligrams. Therefore, try one.
Right.
It might take up to 20 minutes or an hour for it to kick in. But it might take a couple hours, and the effects will last about 4 hours. We're like, cool. So I said, let's get a pack of 20. Because there's four of us. 20 divided by 4, it's 5 gummies apiece.
Correct.
Well, the group decided, we needed 2 bags of gummies. Because one bag wasn't good
enough. That's not enough high for Vegas.
And when I said, hey, let's do the math. Are you sure we need this many? They're like, are you crazy? Of course we need this money. So,
you supported this, right?
I just stood back like, whatever. I was just shocked that everybody was like talking about it. I was like, what is wrong with you guys?
So, we got the gummies. Got in the car,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, let's do them now. It's like, well, what about Joel? I'm like, I'm driving, I don't care. I'll get
no, first of all, I'm a little bit pissed off because I wasn't even in Vegas at this
time. Well, if you would have just got there earlier.
Well, I'm sorry that I couldn't.
You could have. You chose not to.
I
Yeah, you chose not to.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
So I said, hey, why don't you guys take one? I'll watch you guys and see what happens. So being the nerd that I am, I set a timer for 4 hours.
You timed out your high?
No, I timed out their high.
Yes, he did.
Because I want to know, how many should I take on my first try?
Mm-hmm. He's like doing a research study, ran a control trial.
So nothing doesn't really seem to happen. So a couple people decided to get a drink, and said the drink seems to accelerate the effects. So we did our stuff, whatever, but we're going to the Neon Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, let's take an Uber out, and we can all partake. And don't worry about driving. Great idea. So, we got the Uber to the Neon Museum. And at 9 o'clock on the dot, we all took a gummy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took two. I don't want to be roasted.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the said Neon Museum. And I'm like, yeah, nothing happened. So, we leave the Neon Museum. We get an Uber. And it said, well, one of our people in our group, that the guy knew we were stoned. And start playing techno music and start talking about sphere actuality. I disagree. He was playing techno music when we got in the car.
Yes, he was. I was sitting in the front. He was playing techno music when we first got in the car.
Yeah. So he's playing techno music. I'm sitting there. And I kind of like, I don't feel nothing.
Right.
So I get out of the car.
I realized my motor skills are slightly off. So I get back to the room, and I threw myself on the bed.
Literally.
Yes.
Threw himself on the bed. And I would like to go ahead and say, that I was normal this entire time and remember everything that went on during this segment that he's about to go and talk about. So if you are incorrect, I'm actually going to fill in the blanks.
That's fine. You can go ahead and correct me.
Gotcha.
So I'm laying on the bed and I realize I don't think I can move. And I'm laying there going, I can't move. I can't move. Kill Bill's a lie. I can't look at my big toe. And I sat and lay there trying to look at my big toe.
He did.
And I couldn't move my toe.
He did.
So Terry decides to tickle me, and I jump and move. And I'm like, okay.
Let's stop for a second. Whenever he says jump, I'm talking like 15 feet levitating off the bed. Go right ahead.
So I ended up being able to move. I'm like, I should look at my watch to see how long this took. I'm like, okay, it took an hour and a half for this to kick in. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I think I'm hungry. I got this plain crackers in my bag still. Open my bag, got the plain crackers. Open the crackers.
I love that you call them plain crackers.
Because they're called plain crackers. They're on the
They were like the Teddy Graham's cinnamon type crackers, mm-hmm. but they were in shapes of planes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They was good. So, I ate like four of them.
I'm like, I want more of these. I'm like, I can't get any more. I'm like, hey, Jonesy, mm-hmm. when we go to Walmart tomorrow, I need to buy Teddy Graham's, water.
I love that you were making a grocery list high.
Mm-hmm.
So our other friend was like, well, you're not going to remember this tomorrow. Guess who bought Teddy Graham's and water the next day? This guy. So then we laid there for a little bit.
Now, at which point in time do I get a text message that says "boo boo be doo"? I get a text message that says "boo boo be doo," and I went, "Yeah, that seems about right."
That was
didn't faze me in the least. That
was all me.
And then later I get a text message that says, "So high, so high, so high," and I'm like, "Joel's high."
Yes. And that was the tone of my voice when I typed it.
I could hear your voice in my head as I read it. And I'm like, Joel's not high. Joel's never been high. Joel doesn't do high. That's not a thing that he does. Like, so I'm like, nah. So I'm like, really? And I text back the words, really? Question mark. And I get back, serious as a heart attack.
Yep.
I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you definitely sent that back to me.
You did. I also recall somebody in your room. Don't go outside. They'll get you away. Because Jonesy wanted to go down to Johnny Rockets, because it was over 24/7, to go get a burger. Don't go down there. They're going to get you away. Who's going to get me? And she goes, don't go out there. I'm like, I looked at you. I was like, I'll meet you outside. I'm hungry. Let me get out here and get my cheeseburger before this loop. No.
So we all. Smartest one went down to the food court and got food. And that was my first experience being high.
Yeah. Oh, then you guys came up to, I think at that point, I had got to and checked into my hotel room and said, hey, everybody, come on up. Check out my hotel room because it's sweet as hell because I got upgraded to a suite instead.
But I don't remember coming up to your hotel room.
I was definitely in my hotel room.
No, I'm going to check my text messages because I don't believe.
What? I'm telling you, you were in my hotel room. And, all right, so,
I get back here and check my text messages, because I don't remember being up in your hotel room.
So,
well, I don't remember seriously heart attack when it happened.
So, okay, so my first time taking, at this point, you guys had already been to, you didn't, like, bring me back some, you weren't like, hey, let's cut Joe in on this, you didn't send me a message saying, hey, you want some of these also, you gotta pay your fair share of it. Nothing. All I got was, hey, we're high. Fuck off, basically, is all I
remember. That's not what you got.
That's more or less. Like, I remember
did I not hook you off the next
Okay, so when I got there and I was like, really, did you guys? Like, and you were like, yes. I was like, where's my cut? Because I need some, too. That's whenever I got thrown a few gummies. You guys tossed me a few pot gummies. And so I took them and I put them in my pocket and I was like, I'm not going to take them just yet. It wasn't until we went to go see Zumanity. I was like, this is the perfect show to watch high. This is what I want to do. I want to get this high. So I took him right before we went to Zumanity. And the show is like an hour and a half. So we sit through the whole show,
mm-hmm.
not high. Nothing. We get out of the show, and we start walking back to the hotel, and I'm like, I feel a little disoriented and easily distracted. So I'm like, that's just basically me anyway. That is not an odd thing for me. I am not – this is no different than, like, normal me. What am I missing over here? Oh, that's filthy. So I'm not all that out of the ordinary at this point. So that's whatever I met up with Terry and Chris. And so we're hanging out and we're talking. And I can't remember what it was I said. But something I said was so fucking hilarious to me that Jonesy apparently learned a dirty word in Spanish. I got the giggles really, really bad, and I could not come down. I was laughing so hard that I couldn't handle myself. But I mellowed out the rest. I only took one. So I was like kind of like whatever. I wasn't really feeling it, but I was feeling it. It wasn't until the next day that we decided we were going to take a couple. So Sarah and I decided we were going to take a couple. I decided we were going to take a couple, and I was like, here, take these. And I think she just did it because I was doing it also. So we go downstairs, and we met up with you guys late at night, and we decide we're going to have a couple of drinks. Mm-hmm. And so we're sitting there, we're having a few drinks, and I don't know if I even told anybody we took them. We just kind of took them. And like,
we assumed you took them.
Well, okay, right. I don't know how obvious it was because I didn't feel like I was like overly high. I was just, again, it was like I was a little distracted. I was a little easily I couldn't put together a full sentence, and I couldn't really get to from point A to point B. But that's not that far out of the norm for me anyway. So I just felt like pretty much on par.
Mm.
So we're sitting there, and we're drinking, and we're hanging out. And we're all kind of talking. And then you ended up leaving. You were like, I'm going to bed. I'm gone. So, all right. So we give you a hug. Goodbye. We're not going to see you until we get back to Pittsburgh, and you take off.
And when is this?
Sunday night.
Oh, this is Sunday night. Yeah, yes. I went ahead and I left. Yes.
So you leave. And then our friend Chris decides she wants to have a conversation with me. Only she doesn't want to talk. She wants to only ask me open-ended questions and have me talk to her. And she's like, I can't remember the question she's asking. But she's like, basically like, oh, so you went here. How was that? And then she stops. And she's literally updating her Facebook profile while she's having this. I'm like, I'm feeling a little buzzed right now. I don't want to have a conversation with you. I just want to sit here and be whatever degree of high that I am. So she goes on and she just keeps asking all these questions. And she's just like interrogating. And I am in my mind, I can't get over this interrogation. I can't move on beyond it. So I'm feeling like really kind of like, just leave me alone. Let me just enjoy my high. And I'm not trying to be an ass, but I'm kind of being an ass to her at this point. Where like she's asking questions and I'm like refusing to answer them. Just flat out ignoring her. So she goes, she asked me, I don't remember the question, but here's the one question that I do remember. Was she says to me, she goes, what was your favorite part of Vegas? What was your least favorite part of Vegas, and why? That's the question she asks. Here's the question I heard. Name every single thing you did in Vegas in order of priority and enthusiasm, and give me reasons why. I want this written in a 12-point font with iambic pentameter descriptions and list all your references. Also, I would like this in MLA style. So I'm like, I cannot handle this at this point. I am so fucked up at this point. Like, I'm like, this is not going to happen. There's no way that I can get through this conversation. So I just kind of like go, this conversation is my favorite part of Vegas right here, right now. And I realize I'm being an asshole, but I can't stop it. So I just kind of move my way through it. I'm just like, all right, fine. I really need to come back from this one. So what do I do? So I look at Sarah and I go, we gotta get out of here.
We need to take a walk because I'm too fucked up for this conversation.
No, wait, this conversation slowly leads back into me. Go ahead.
So, well, not yet. I'm like, let's get out of here because I'm really fucked up and I don't want to answer all her questions. So I look at Chris and I go, I don't appreciate your interrogation and I won't stand here for the Spanish Inquisition.
Did you really say that? Wow.
But it's okay because I told Sarah we gotta politely excuse ourselves.
Well, I guess you did.
So it balanced itself out. Even though I was an asshole, I couldn't handle it. I just couldn't take it. So I'm like, let's get her. So Sarah, smooth as ice, man. She comes back with, she's got my back. She's 100%. She's on my side. She gets it. She's high, too. She doesn't want to answer all these questions. So she comes back with a very cool, very collective. She looks at everybody and she goes, well, Joe wants to go for a walk for some reason. I don't know why. So we're all going to leave, I guess. So we get up and we start walking away. And I'm so baked right now that I'm like, I'm enjoying like people watching. I'm walking through it. I'm looking at everybody and I'm having a good time. And I'm like, just kind of like taking in all the sights and the sounds and the colors and everything. And I'm like, we should go to Aria, which is a hotel. It's like four hotels away. It's not like right next door. Mm-hmm. Like, we should walk to there because I'm really like enjoying everything that's going on. And we start walking, and somehow, some way, instead of heading to Aria, we end up back towards, there's an escalator that goes to the second floor. This we get on the escalator. It is no lie. It's like we get on it and we're on it for 25 minutes. I don't know how or why we just stayed on this escalator for eternity, and we both kind of looked at each other. And that's the difference between Aria and Luxor is right there. Yep. Drawing. So we got an escalator, and we're just going, and we're going, and we're going, and we're going, and we're going. And I'm like, this is the longest escalator in the history of time.
Right.
We get to the top of the escalator. Finally. This is like, this is so long. It's like whenever, it's like the escalator at the zoo where like partway through parents are just handing their cell phones over to their kids and letting them watch YouTube videos.
Right.
Dads are opening them up sandwiches and going, just eat this while until we get to the top. Like that's how long this escalator ride feels. We get to the top. We take about 20 steps off the escalator. And then out of nowhere, I say to her, I say, that was the longest escalator ride of my life. That is fucking hilarious to me. I get the giggles so bad, I can't walk anymore. I'm laughing so hard. Thank God there's like 20 feet away from us. There's a bench. So we walk over to the bench. She's cracking up because I'm cracking up. We're both like, that's the moment that high hit me. We get over to the bench. We sit down. We are busting out laughing. Cannot control ourselves. And out of nowhere, like a godsend, who should appear but Jonesy? You're walking back. And I'm sitting in this.
Because Jonesy got hungry and Jonesy decided that he was going to walk back down to Johnny Rockets to go get himself a cheeseburger that took him 20 minutes ago to make. And I go ahead and I get it, and I'm walking by, and I hear Jonesy. And I'm like, okay.
I didn't think it was you at first. I didn't know how high I was, and I was like, am I imagining Jonesy? Is that really Jonesy? Am I just yelling at nobody? So I'm like, Jonesy, Jonesy, I need your help. Jonesy, come here, Jonesy, Jonesy.
I'm like, who in the world is calling me? And I go over there, and first I'm thinking, I'm just like, this fool is not getting this $12 cheeseburger, fries, and drink that I swear I'm going to pay for.
I did not want your cheeseburger. What I needed was help getting to the elevator.
Yes,
all
he
I
did.
Needed was help to the elevator. That's it.
You needed Jesus.
I needed more than Jesus. I needed a lot.
You just, these two were sitting here with their face red, tears in his eyes, laughing and everything else. Like, what's wrong with you?
Bawling. I'm literally crying. I'm laughing so hard. Thank God Jonesy showed up because he is not my salvation. And I'm thinking he's going to get us to the elevator. He's going to get us upstairs to our room, and we're going to be safe and sound. So I tell Jonesy, Kristen was asking me a whole bunch of questions, and I couldn't answer the questions, and I don't know what she was asking me. So I got really upset, so we decided to go for a walk, and Sarah didn't support me because she doesn't like to do that, and I need your help. And Jonesy goes, okay, see you later.
My food was getting cold. I was just like, I'm like, eat my cheeseburger so I can get a bed.
Jonesy walks away. My giggles are gone now. They have left. I have no longer had the giggles. And I'm like, what do I do now? So we sit there for a few more minutes and just kind of like collect ourselves. And we go, okay, I can handle this. I've got this. I'm under control. I decide that now we are going to go. We're going to find the elevator. The second floor is not a big place. It's a very tiny portion of the hotel.
No, it's not.
Right.
Well, it's really just the food court.
You didn't go to the section that goes to the other hotel.
No, from the second floor.
Yes, right. From the second floor.
Oh, thank God I didn't, because I really would have been fucked then. I was looking for the elevator. So we walk all around the top part. I literally can't even walk. I'm that high. And I just, I look super duper high. We walk back to this one corner. There's no elevator there. We walk out and around. We get up to the second part. Finally find the elevator. First, the elevator opens. There's like 10 people in the elevator. So I just stand there staring into the elevator, high as a kite, going, nope, not getting on that one. I just look. The door's open. Everybody looks at me like, are you getting on? I don't get on. The door's closed. And everybody on the elevator was like, what the fuck just happened? Nobody knows what's going down. So I'm like, we're just going to wait here for another fucking elevator.
Right.
So I don't know how much time passes because I'm now in this limbo of my mind. And so then the elevator opens up again. There's only 2 people on the elevator. I go, well, fuck, it's probably not getting any better than this. So we get on the elevator.
Right.
Now, my solution to not letting anybody know these 2 people that are on the elevator so that they don't know that I'm high, I decide to pretend to be sleepy instead. Only I'm not just standing in the corner pretending to be sleepy. I'm like acting it out. I'm like, like I'm really hamming it up because I think that's selling the point.
Like the Kardashians. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad. So we're on this elevator. These people are they're not saying a word. They're not trying to talk to us. They're just clearly just watching us be as high as we possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just leaning in the corner, mimicking things that I think people do when they're sleepy in hopes that these people don't catch on. We get all the way up to the 20th, longest elevator ride of my life. We get off the elevator, and immediately I'm like, oh, shit, I need my wallet. No, there's no reason for me not to think I have my wallet except for I'm fucked up. So we get off, and I decide I need to check. I do this. I walk off the elevator, and I check. Well, I'm not high right now. I swear to God.
My studio.
I do this. I got to.
That's why we can't have nice
things. I pat for my front pockets, and I pat for my back pockets looking for my wallet.
Mm.
Only what I do is I pat my front pockets, and then instead of just patting my back pocket, I do this. I go. I diva slap my ass as I'm getting off the elevator. And I hear the people on the elevator go. So baked, I don't even care. I'm like, well, I just basically slap my ass at these people and
exactly.
Walk into the room.
Wow.
Walk in the room. And finally, I pull out my, and I'm a smooth, I'm good. I'm now, I get into the room and I go in and I just basically, I lay down and I'm ready to pass out. I'm done. But now Sarah gets really fucking chatty. And now I'm like, fuck, I should have stayed with Kristen because it was way worse. So I decided it's a smart idea to pull out my phone and record the conversation that we are having to see how high we are so that we can, like, to save this for posterity.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see what I say high. I still have not yet watched that video, by the way. But mm-hmm. I have, like, a 5-minute video of me just being baked. And it's basically just me going, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's my high story. I definitely pissed off Kristen. I definitely made her feel like I was being an asshole towards her, and I think that I offended her. I know that I offended her, and I did not mean to, but it was just because I was so fucking high that I didn't know what
because
to do with myself.
Because he was high. So let's go to Monday.
He was going to try to eat my Johnny Rockets because he was high.
I was not even wanting food. I wanted you to help me to the escalator.
What happened on Monday, Joe?
What happened on Monday?
You guys were hanging out in Vegas watching Joe's now fly home.
Yep.
I didn't do anything Monday.
Oh, really?
What was on Monday?
Let me check the phone.
Ooh.
Oh, we went to a buffet.
Yes, you went to a buffet.
Yes. No. Earlier, we went to a buffet, and it was, Listen, we were done being high.
At 7:38 p.m., I got a text message.
There was this residual high that came inside me. I wasn't high. I was just like kind
of
still a little.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, the picture of desserts. I got that.
There was 11 desserts.
Right.
If you only saw 10 or 8 or whatever, that's because some of them were missing from the picture. There was 11 desserts.
And the caption says, so, ... Sarah is still high.
She thought she could eat all of those desserts by herself. She took one bite out of every single one of them, and I'm super proud of her for it.
You guys were ridiculous.
Oh, we were fucking bitch.
Meanwhile, I'm sleeping on the plane. I'm like, get back. I was just mad that we were driving. We were going home.
I passed out on the plane.
Yes, we did.
You had a special friend, though.
Six special friends and young children in the back of the plane.
Not the first plane, not the second.
Not the first plane?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, unless those kids were high, they have no place in this episode.
What game are you playing, honey? Let me put my hand on your leg.
Oh, that woman that sat next to me and started rubbing my leg while I'm sitting there playing my game. Entitled Balls, anyways. But, I'm like, what are you doing?
But she was trying to do you on the plane.
Well, she should have asked the stewardess for a Snickers bar.
I thought she wanted a Jonesy bar.
Is it that time to wrap this up?
No, we got to do what happened on Monday? Because you had a whole day in Vegas.
That's it. That was pretty much. We did shopping and I went to go get a buffet.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh. That was pretty much it.
That's kind of disappointing because I was hoping there's some crazy ass story about you and Sarah like running around doing crazy ass shit in Vegas.
Nope. Nope, not even the littlest bit. But by that point, Sarah was so sick of spending time with me, she couldn't wait to get home so she'd get the fuck away from me.
Mm.
She was more than done with me.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you, man.
Well, I think it's that time to wrap this thing up, Joel. Play me some outro music, please.
Play outro music.
Play some outro music,
Joel. Ooh, wait. Let me see if I can find some music. No, I'm trying to find some outro music.
No, we already have outro music. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and thank you for joining us for this very super secret episode of StreamOfConsciousPodcast.com. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and just because we told you does not mean that you get to go around bragging to all of your friends about our fucked up stories. Right. So join us here next week, or I don't know when we're airing this one, but be sure to join us again, and like, subscribe, and follow us on here on StreamOfConsciousPodcast.com.
Get the glow up, kid.
Get the glow up, kid.
Get the glow up, kid.
Close us out.
I want to close us out.
Disco.
More lustrous and easier to manage. Makes any...